News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
R&B Car Company.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
You know, the longer the morning has gone this morning, the more I think, and it's a think, not necessarily I know, I think a lot of people are going to remember where they were and what they were doing when Warsaw won that football game last night. What a tremendous victory for the Warsaw Tigers. They rally late. They score with 12 seconds left, and they beat Concord, who was number one in 5A, 31-28, to win the sectional championship, the second sectional championship in school history, and advance on to the regional. And they will host the regional game next Friday against Lafayette Jeff, who beat Kokomo 45-14. Jeff is ranked number two in most of the polls, three in a couple of the others, and they are undefeated. So that'll be exciting to host the Broncos next week. Elsewhere in 5A North, Merrillville, coached by former Tiger Brad Cease, beat Hammond Morton 55-14. It was Valparaiso over Chesterton 28-21. Other scores, Crown Point beat Penn 35-0. Carroll beat Snyder 21-10. It was Mishawaka over Northwood 22-21. Mishawaka scores in the fourth late and goes for two. And this time they made it. Against Concord earlier this season, they did not. This time they do. And they win the sectional 22-21 over Northwood at Andrews Field. Elsewhere, Garrett beat West Noble 21-20. Mekonikwah beat West Lafayette 17-14. Lewers beat Mississinewa 34-28. And Drayan beat Bremen 35-0. North Judson beat LaVille 44-18, and North Miami beat Triton 28-21. Again, last night at Jake Field in Dunlap, Warsaw beats Concord 31-28. Yes, we'll play a couple highlights for you, three of them to be exact, and then we will talk with Coach Curtis. Coming up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
You see a chipped or cracked windshield. We see it repaired or replaced by specialists at our place or yours. Our glass doctor specialists use original equipment glass, special sealants, and a 28-point installation checklist. If your windshield is damaged or broken within 12 months, we'll replace the glass free. That's the Glass Doctor exclusive G12 road hazard guarantee. Visit glassdoctor.com for information on repairing or replacing your windshield.
Call the Glass Doctor.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Invest your money in a bank that invests into the heart of the community where you live and work. Crossroads Bank makes sensible loans to friends and neighbors so that together our communities grow. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in at one of their locations with offices in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, and Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Sullivan takes the snap, drops the throw, rolling right, looking, fires it on the run, and it is caught! It's caught inbounds! What a catch by Egoff! Holy mackerel! It's a gain down to the 11-yard line. I don't know if he really had his foot down or not, but the official standing right there said yes, and it's a first down for Warsaw with 1:56 left. Sullivan takes a last look. Ducks under center, pitch back, Quentin Brock to the corner of the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Quentin Brock with 12.9 to go. The Tigers have taken the lead. Holy cow. Brunner throws it to the far side. It's caught. They run a lateral. Brevard, now they're going to flip it back to another guy. Now they're going to throw it all the way back to the near side to Brunner. He's got room, 30, 35, 40. He's going to throw a pitch all the way back across. It's tipped in the air. It's still loose. It's caught. Hudson, and he threw it away. He threw it away. The Tigers have it. Warsaw wins, and the Tigers go pouring out onto the field here at Jake Field.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is a good morning.
You know,
after listening to those three replays, wow.
Wow.
You can see it in your head as you're calling it. And wow, what what a night.
We could talk about the game. We could go through every drive. I mean, we could do that for an hour and a half. But there are just a couple things, and I want to start with just this broad general statement that Concord and Warsaw playing football together for the 23 years that I've been doing Warsaw football play-by-play, Warsaw and Concord get together, it's going to be something really special is going to happen both games this year and going back 20 years before that.
I believe you. My own personal experience with Concord has also been some of the same things that you just described. Just incredible, hard-fought, tight games, hard-hitting, clean. It was everything you would want as a fan from a sectional championship game. I mean, just every type of drama that could unfold possibly in one Friday night in 48 minutes seemed to happen.
We're going to jump ahead into the game. Second quarter, last 2 minutes of the half, Concord's got the ball, and it feels dire. It's 21-10.
21-10.
And Brunner drops back to throw, and he's got a guy open down the field, and the ball just slips right out of his hands, and your guys were on it.
Yeah, I think he made kind of a zone read, and he went with an RPO attached to the outside. And I think I haven't studied it yet. I watched the replay last night, but there was a mesh issue between the running back and the quarterback. The ball was on the ground, and number 90, Grady Nelson, scooped it up and recovered it, and that was absolutely huge, absolutely game-changing, because we're down 21-10. Had been doing a lot of things well offensively, but didn't have a lot to show for it. I mean, they had 21 points, and they'd run maybe 8 offensive plays up to that point.
Yeah. You guys cash that in right before halftime. It's 21-17, and then get the ball.
How about that? How about the throw
from
Quentin Brock and the catch by Tucker Reed? He adjusted his route a little bit. We worked on this painstakingly all week, almost to tears, to try to get the route right and get the timing of it right and get Quentin to sell the rocket toss phase of that, which he did quite well last night. And Tucker made an unbelievable route adjustment, bent it off a little bit instead of taking it deeper. And the ball was perfect, and what a catch. And that got us right back in it, 21-17.
21-17, Brock to Reed on the touchdown. You get the ball to start the third, and then you begin this gauntlet drive down the field. I mean, holy cow, Coach. You had three drives over 9 minutes, two of them over 10. One of them was to start that third quarter when you went 72 yards in 10 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah, it was kind of Carroll-esque from last year in some regards. Strong performance from our offensive line. Still some gaps that got leaked here and there. We can talk about the fourth down two that we did not get in the fourth quarter. But I'm going to focus on the positives this morning, and I'll worry about the things we need to fix when I get back to the S building. That is what you have to do against the number one team in the state when you have an opportunity to play for a trophy, the best team in Class 5A.
Your team ran 70 plays last night.
74.
63 of them were rushing, I think.
Yeah.
And they ran 16 total plays the whole game.
And one of them was a kneel down right before half.
Yeah.
You don't know how every game and every Friday night's going to look. You know, I wouldn't have been surprised if it had been a 10-7 game. I also wouldn't have been surprised if it had been a 49-48 game. I knew it was going to be tight, hard-hitting, well-played. Not a perfect game by either team, obviously. I think what surprised me the most, Roger, was their big play ability. Because if you think back to the first game, they didn't beat us with big plays. They beat us with methodical, timely runs and timely passes. And this, you know, last night, all four of their touchdowns, I believe, were 50 yards or more.
Yeah.
Maybe 60 yards or more.
Yeah, the short one was 54.
54, so I was close. But to compete against a team that is that athletic, that well-coached, that inspired, and that big of a brotherhood as they have, you've got to play the way that our kids played last night to have a shot there at the end.
You get the ball back. Tucker Reed returns the kickoff to the 25 with 9:17 left. You have that offensive unit on the sideline. What did you tell them?
I didn't say a whole lot. I know that Mike was talking to Brady and Jeremy and Jerry and Cade, and basically it was, you know, this is going to be the drive. And there was one point with about 5 minutes to go where we had a third and long in that drive.
Third and 12.
Yeah, and I told Mike over the headsets, if we don't get close, we're going to punt and absolutely use our final two timeouts if we have to try and stop the clock. Now, I said that. I don't know if that was what we would have done. But it felt like that might be the last time that we have an opportunity to possess the football. And it worked out.
It totally did.
It did.
And that led to one of the two incredible catches that Ethan Egoff made in the game. The one at midfield against double coverage.
Unbelievable.
Ended up at the Concord 49-yard line. That is Saturday afternoon stuff.
He's unbelievable.
And then the one on the sideline.
The one on the sideline, I don't think I've seen anything like that in high school football. And at first I was like, oh, it's overthrown. He's out of bounds. Boys, good season, good effort. And his foot was inside the line, and he actually looks down to make sure of that before he lays out horizontal to the playing surface and makes one of, if not the best high school football catch that I've ever seen. Incredible. He's just got incredible hands. And I think he caught four balls last night. He caught a drag route. He caught that great jump ball on the slant and up. And then obviously the big catch on 4th and 7. And what a play. What a play. And so deserving. You know, he's moved around position to position. He's played safety. He's played corner. There was talk of him at outside linebacker. He's on most every special team. On offense, he's played halfback. We even tried him at fullback last year, a few practices, not in games. And now he has settled in and is a threat in the flexbone offense to not only block and knock people down to the turf, but also catch passes out on the perimeter.
He's had a great senior season.
Incredible. And it couldn't happen to a nicer, better kid. I mean, he loves football. He loves Warsaw High School. He loves his teammates. And, just what a fitting capstone to a drive. You know what I mean? Not the capstone, but the one that kept it alive, Roger. Yeah,
the game's over
if
he doesn't catch that
ball.
It's over. You eventually get it down inside the 5-yard line. It's second down.
Not sure how.
It's third down. Jeez. It's 4th down and 3 from the 4. And now you call the a pitch play.
Well, before that, I look up and it feels like we have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Now 25, 27 or 29 yards after. Okay. 3 minutes, 49 seconds, whatever. I just remember looking at the clock thinking, we're in good shape. We got plenty of time. Let's not score too quickly. And then all of a sudden, you're under a minute.
Yeah.
And one timeout left. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to digress.
Well, no, that's okay. We get to it's 4th down.
It was.
Concord's been in there. They've got extra linemen in there. They've done everything to try to stop you from running the ball up the middle, and they just can't do it. And they surely thought that you were going to try to run it up the middle again with Drew, and you run this pitch play, and Quentin couldn't have been more wide open.
Well, it was a tag that we put in this week. And I'm going to tell you this. I take absolutely zero, no credit for that last play. These guys on both staffs, offensive and defense, painstakingly, hours of film and hours of watching the first game and every game that the Minutemen have played, and coming up with not changing things, not adding, but tweaking what we do already based upon what they do. And there was a scenario where we ran our base rocket toss with a small tag. We knew they'd be in man coverage. We knew they'd be in the goal line defense. We knew they'd have everybody uptight, which they did. And, you know, Mike made the call. But this is something that was conceived and happened on Sunday night at our weekly staff meeting. So I take zero credit for that, that's for sure. And when it was called and I saw how they were aligned, I felt like it had a shot. My eyes went to the corner,
mm-hmm.
who was locked in man coverage on Ethan Egoff. And when he took those 3 or 4 steps inside with Ethan, I didn't even have to look to see whether the ball was pitched correctly or not. You know what I mean? I knew that it was going to be a walk-in. That's a funny story, Roger. We had a different play called that actually would probably not have worked, okay? And I was fine with the play. The guys felt good about it. The play came in. The play clock is running down, 5, 4, 3, to get the ball snapped. And it's not looking like they've got people where we're going to attack. I'm not going to tell you what play that was called. But we were fortunate to get Mike yelled down, timeout, timeout, timeout. So we used our last timeout, got everybody over, and that was the play, the final rocket toss with Quentin Brock, who had an incredible night. How about that? Threw a touchdown, ran a touchdown, blocked his ever-loving tail off, returned kicks. There are just so many hidden stories in last night's game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there just are. I don't know how many carries Drew Sullivan had last night, but it had to be near 35.
It was 32. We had him for 32 for 120.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, he's half Terminator, half RoboCop, and half Tim Tebow, or a third of each, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what an effort to come back. Like, there's so many. If this were a play or a drama or a movie where he, you know, his last meaningful snap was on that field. Okay? Not that last week wasn't meaningful. It was a sectional game, but it was, hey, let's see what he can do and get him tuned up because the real thing's coming in a week.
Yeah.
So we go back there, play on the same surface where he was seriously hurt, and he returns with his teammates. We return, and he puts on that kind of performance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just iron, steel, toughness, competitiveness, combined with smarts.
And under control.
And understands the offense. So that, you know, I'm going to chuckle here. One of his jobs, I don't know if I should say this or not. We were not looking ahead. But we knew we had Northridge. We knew we had a bye. And we knew we knew how the draw had come out. So one of his jobs was to go back to game five and do nothing but study every defender on every snap and he did that for 3 weeks. So, yeah, and there's so many more. But, those, you know, those three, obviously, Ethan, Quentin, Drew, Brody Duncan, the offensive line.
Yeah.
There are just so many underlying stories here.
Well, and especially
Evan Davis and Tucker Reed. I just, you know, it was just really not a mistake-free or perfect game by any chance, Roger, but just a heartfelt effort that culminated in things going well for us.
I think it would be wrong for us not to bring up Tyler Antunes Brito.
Oh, yeah, another one.
One of the things we wondered about going into this game was, when the first time we played, Ben Boreen was the center. And, you know, he's, what, 240?
He's
so you can
kid.
Understand
yeah.
why Drew yeah. could run behind him and yeah. run against guys who are also 240. Tyler's like 175.
Tyler's 5'7 and maybe 175.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's we
wondered if you would be able to do that again with him at center. And oh my goodness, did you ever?
Well, I hate the term next man up because I think that's disrespectful to the kid that's put his life, soul, energy, and effort into the game and then all of a sudden can't participate. But Tyler has been one of those kids that, you know, we weren't sure what his role was going to be as a senior. And he was ready when Ben got hurt in the Mishawaka game, and he has progressively gotten better each week with his responsibilities. And I want to stop and talk here about what wins high school championships. The character of this group of kids, okay? And obviously, you're only as good as your seniors. You got to have underclassmen that can also play the game. But the character of all 24, the high level stuff. 24 kids bound together as brothers who don't care who gets the credit. okay, who have a true love for each other and who have a mission and who love. There were 52 of them when they were freshmen.
Yeah.
24 now, okay? We got the right 24. And the love they have for each other and the effort that they are willing to give and the unselfishness, but I think the character, the high-level character of these guys, when nobody's looking, everybody else out celebrating, they're helping clean the sidelines up, they're sweeping the locker room, they're getting, you know what I mean, just stuff that nobody thinks has anything to do with football or athletics, but really has everything to do with football and athletics.
Yeah.
You don't win big with low-character kids. You only have a shot with high-character kids, and it doesn't guarantee it. No. But when you have high-character kids, along with a little talent, along with a little size and some schemes, then you can do some things.
You get a victory over number one Concord on the road, and your reward for that is you get to play number two Lafayette Jeff, who's also undefeated.
You don't go 11-0 by accident. No. Okay.
No, but the difference is they like to sling the ball around. They're going to go four wide and going to throw it all over the place.
Yeah. And they operate at warp speed. As methodical and slow as we appear sometimes, they want to run a snap. They want to snap the ball every 8 to 12 seconds of real time.
Yeah.
Real time. Not clock time.
Right.
Real time. So that's going to be a challenge. That's something we're going to address. In fact, this morning we've got to practice at 10, and that's one of the things we're going to work on. Yeah. Once we study the film, we'll have a better idea of who they are and what we're up against. I want to wish the gals that cheer for us every Friday night. You know, every Friday night. Our guys were out there this morning, our varsity, to give them a send-off. Our cheer squad, they're going to state today in Indianapolis. We just want to wish them the very best. You know, they work awfully, awfully hard. And oftentimes are behind the scenes and, you know, don't get, in a night like last night, don't get maybe the credit that they deserve. Obviously, they're not playing, but they are supporting 100%. So it was important for us to make sure that they were in the sectional championship picture last night. But we sent them off this morning, and we wish them well in their state competition today. The other thing, if I can,
yeah,
I talked about the resilience of this team and of this group. When you get a group of officials that don't want to be the show, okay, great things happen. Four penalties. You didn't even know they were there, okay? They weren't chasing mosquitoes while the elephants were stampeding through the lawn, okay? They didn't feel like, hey, this is our big stage sectional championship. They came out. They let the kids determine the outcome of the game on both sides. Called penalties when there were penalties, but let the kids play high school football. And, we outstanding crew, and I hope they get to do the state championship this year because they are a really, really strong crew.
And Bart Curtis has biscuits and gravy to his right, thanks to the diner this morning. I'm sure there's probably a piece of ham in there, too.
I didn't
too,
see
somewhere.
One.
What?
So I'm gonna. I didn't. Oh. It's okay, though.
Okay.
It's probably my fault, because he asked me about it yesterday, and I said, when I did my fish fry, 12 pieces, all you can eat, Fridays, Bummy and I, every Friday at noon. High noon.
Yeah.
Just like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Okay? That way I can never forget what time we're meeting. We don't have to ask each other every week. It's high noon.
Yeah.
And he said, tomorrow? And I said, I'm not 100% sure. Check with Roger. So I haven't delved into all three boxes yet.
Okay.
The first one is biscuits and gravy, which I'm going to take back to the young men watching film. I don't know. I'll eat some. We've got a brunch coming today, too, from our wonderful moms.
Oh, is that right?
At 11 o'clock. Feel free to come out.
Wow.
I don't know how they can match or top last week. I don't know.
No. I heard last week was pretty epic.
Diabolical. Sinful. It put the carnivore and the keto people to the challenge for sure.
Well, it
was incredible.
I'm confirmed from you right now. We'll see you back here at 9 o'clock next Saturday for another Tiger Talk. You keep winning, we're going to keep having you in here for
Biscuits. Never coached a day in my life to not win, Roger.
All right, buddy. We'll see you
then. Thank you.
Bart Curtis, the Warsaw Tigers, winners last night over number one Concord in Dunlap, 31-28. They will host Lafayette Jeff next Friday. That'll be a 7:30 kickoff. You can hear right here on News Now Warsaw. The girls basketball team opened up their season on Wednesday as they went to Fort Wayne Northside. We'll get a recap with Lenny Krebs, who we recorded an interview with him yesterday. And it's for today, Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner. Do you have a guy you trust when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing? I have my guy. His name is Mike. And the thing is, Mike is backed by over 90 other employees at Flotek Plumbing and Heating. They are headquartered right here in northern Indiana, serving our entire listening area. Big enough to help you out wherever you live and small enough that you too will have a guy like Mike to earn your trust. So go with Flotek Plumbing and Heating, now partnering with Elliott's Heating and Cooling, and restore your peace of mind. Enhance your comfort with personalized plumbing, heating, and cooling solutions.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Townsquare Furniture. I grew up playing sports. I pushed myself hard in practice and loved to compete. Now that I'm older, my mind says I can still do these things. My body, though, it tells me a different story. Over time, I've learned how important it is to have a quality mattress. If you're like me and want to stay active, stop into Reinhold's and check out our great selection from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster. So while you may not feel entirely like a kid again, you can continue acting like one. Reinhold's Townsquare Furniture, your friends in the mattress business.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Lenny Krebs of girls basketball, who got off to a big start on Wednesday with a win at Fort Wayne Northside, 66-12. I would imagine you pretty much saw everything you needed to see in about the first quarter of that game, right?
You know, the first couple of minutes, I was actually a tad concerned with how we started. You know, we gave up a couple of baskets early. And anytime you give a team like that some confidence, in the back of your mind, you think, oh, I need to be careful with how much confidence we give them. But, you know, to the girls' credit, they stepped up their intensity, stepped up what we asked them to do, and they went and did the job. After the first couple of minutes, there's no doubt in my mind that we did what we needed to do. You know, anytime you go on a 40-plus point run, you feel good as a coach. So, you know, we did what we needed to do. We got to play a lot of people. We got to see a lot of different people play with different combinations. We got to see a lot of different defenses. It was a good night just for an evaluation of the program and where we're at.
I haven't been to all the practices, right? I've been to several, but not all of them. And all the ones I've been at, they got off to slow starts in the practices. Is this a trend that you've seen throughout the practices and then on Wednesday?
You know, I can't say that that's a trend I see on a normal basis. You have to remember we're dealing with teenagers. I mean that in a positive way. You know, you don't know what their day has been like. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know. You know, we as adults often know how to handle those situations, and that's what they're learning. You know, there's been days in practice where we've gotten off to a great start, and then by the end, you know, it might fizzle a little bit. There's been days we've gotten off to a great start and then we've just sustained it the entire practice. There's been days we've had a poor start and finished strong. There's even been days when we've had a poor start and a poor finish. Welcome to coaching and coaching teenagers. It is what it is. The goal becomes, can we find that consistency of a high level of intensity of focus for 32 minutes before we get to the stretch of season where we're going to need that. And that's going to come up here pretty quick. You know, we're going to need that against Norwell. We're still looking for that consistency. And part of that is getting into game shape. You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't feel like we're in as good of shape as we were last year. And that's because we've been doing some different things as far as the learning, as far as the teaching, as far as defenses and how we're playing them. And that's not a knock on the girls. That's just the reality of the situation. And that game shape will come as we continue to play games.
How much did you use that sectional loss at Northridge this summer to try to motivate these girls? They're smart. They were never going to forget. But how much did you remind them of that in motivating them and their work ethic and doing their drills and getting ready for this season?
No, I don't think I had to remind them of much. I think my reminders came more in a sense of how every possession counts. You know, that Northridge loss was a two-point loss. That's one possession. And, you know, you go back to that game, and my comment and my question to them has been, what if everybody would have changed one possession to make it better? All of a sudden, instead of losing by two, we might win by 10, we might win by 12. And just getting them to understand the importance of every possession. And I think they understand that. And, you know, they're striving hard to get to that point where every possession matters. When you look at the big picture and you're going to practice every day, for 90 plus practices during the course of a season, it doesn't appear that one possession in practice number 14 seemed to matter a lot, but in reality it does, and that's what we're trying to get them to understand. And they're smart kids. They understand that. They're competitive kids. They're gamers. If I told them Northridge was coming to the gym tomorrow, they'd find a way to compete and do what they needed to do. They're gamers, and you know, so I kind of take that into consideration at times. You know, they're going to show up when they need to. Just can we get that consistency in practice every single day is what we're striving for.
Good news and bad news when it comes to people. Abby Peterson's back in the team, and you don't have to be around the team very long to feel her presence around the girls, around you. She is a good influence on people. And oh, by the way, she can shoot. The bad news is you have another torn ACL in the offseason.
You know, one, getting Abby back was, I think, big for this team. She's just such a calming influence. She's a model teammate, just always concerned about her teammates and what they're thinking and what she can do to make them successful. If Abby has a flaw that I know from the past, it's that she is so worried about pleasing others, and she's unselfish to a fault. As you mentioned, she's a great shooter. I feel like there are times she probably needs to take shots that she probably doesn't think she should take. But, you know, to have a person on the team that just glues things together and is always a connector between a wide variety of people is a great thing for a coach. And, you know, we're pleased to have her back. As you said, on the downside of things, we did lose Kelsey Wren to a torn ACL about three workouts into the fall. You don't wish that on anyone. You know, a kid has worked hard all her life for an opportunity to play, you know, high school basketball, and to know that it's going to be 6 months, 9 months, however long it may be, until she gets back on the court before she gets to do what she loves to do again. Your heart breaks for those kids. You try to do everything you can to prevent those situations. Just an unfortunate situation. But I know that Kelsey's a warrior. You know, she's going to come through this. She's going to get the work done. She's going to get the rehab done. She's going to get back to where she needs to be. And we're excited to get her back in the program. We're here rooting for her as she preps for surgery here coming up, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Your heart breaks for them. There's not much you can say that's going to console them other than the fact that, you know, we're here for you. A loss for us because we really felt like Kelsey was starting to come on at the end of last year. She provides a great just resource off the bench with her ability to shoot the ball. So, like I said, my heart breaks for Kelsey, and we're excited to get her back when she is healthy and ready.
Your big three, Winchester, Zartman, Bricker, all approaching 700 career points, one through two seasons. That's where it starts. How have you seen them change in their game, in their mentality, in their maturity since the last time we saw them on the basketball court?
You know, I think they now realize they can use each other, and just because player A scores 20 doesn't mean player B is not going to get that opportunity as well. You know, they have learned how to feed off each other and to use each other's strengths to their advantage to help them be successful as well. At the same time, I feel like we've reached the point where if player A is having a good night, we just need to keep player A going as long as we can keep her going. And, you know, that's hard at times because we as a society reward the points. You score a point as a fourth grader in elementary basketball, and the whole gym erupts and applauds that. And we've trained these kids that those things matter. And, you know, for a teenager to give up the opportunity to do that, to let someone else have that praise and that glory, that's a sign of maturity. And I'm proud of the kids and how mature they are becoming and how they're starting to really connect with each other and not care who gets the credit. I think they realized last year, after some of the rough patches of the season, that they needed each other to be successful this year. And, you know, that's our whole motto for the entire year is a cord of three strands. We're not talking about those three players. We're talking about, you know, the three strands of our program. We're talking about the relationships between players, parents, and coaches. We're talking about a lot of different things. But, you know, we believe a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And they're starting to realize that. The stronger each cord becomes, the better we're going to be. And those kids are driving that. And I'm excited to see where that takes us this year.
And how that plays itself out in the course of a game. Wednesday night, you're up by 40 in the first half, and everybody's having a lot of fun. The game just never came to Brooke Winchester. It just never funneled around to her, and she could have easily tried to force things to run up her own point total, and we didn't see that at all.
You know, and I told Brooke after the game, you know, in the first half, we were aware of the scoring totals. We get the stat sheet. We know that. We ran some sets to Brooke Winchester in the second half to try to give her opportunities to score that she didn't get in the first half. And she, on multiple occasions, hit a teammate cutting to the basket when she could have scored herself. And that says a lot about Brooke Winchester and how she's grown and how she's matured and how unselfish she's become in so many ways. And, you know, like I said, as a coach, I'm calling sets to try to get her opportunities to score, to get her going, to get her. And, you know, she's hitting an open teammate. That was what Wednesday night was about. That's what I'm probably most proud about leaving the gym on Wednesday, is just how we did share the ball a lot, and we have to continue to do that if we're going to be successful.
I think one of the things I noticed about Wednesday night was that might have been the most attentive a Lady Tiger team has been for a long time, going back even before you started coaching here, for blocking out and doing the little things. They obviously have been paying attention to you about doing those little things to get to where they want to get to.
You know, we harp on it a lot during practice. A lot of our drills now, you know, don't end until a rebound is obtained, or, you know, we've gotten the ball out of the net and taken it out, headed the other way. We've been trying to preach those details. But once again, I think that's a sign of maturity for these kids to realize that one thing, that one possession, could have been what cost us at Northridge and a two-point loss in sectional. And they're starting to buy into the fact that those little things do matter. While we do teach them, while we do harp on them, it's a credit to the girls that they're buying into everything matters. The little things are the big things. And that makes me happy as a coach to hear you say that. Just because you don't hear that often about teams, and to know that they're paying attention to the details and that it matters to them and it's being seen, like I said, that makes me proud of this team and all the work that the girls have done. Like I said, I'm excited to see where we can go when we pay attention to all those little things and we share the ball. Just a great team, and I'm looking forward to a great journey.
One of the best parts of this team is the fact that you have a girl like Abby come back from not having played. You don't have to rush her back in the lineup because you've got a solid five, and you have somebody like Abby to come off the bench to be solid, to make some shots, and to give you a sixth player that a lot of teams don't have. Your bench is really deep. I could take your second five, and I could win a lot of basketball games with those five girls.
I would agree with that assessment. And the struggle with the players coming off the bench is the fact that the first five, the level of play is so high at times that they have a standard that sometimes we're going, well, they're not quite there yet, but we have to remember what we're comparing them to. We're comparing them to two D1 kids, a third kid that's probably going to have an opportunity to play D1, a fourth one who could play at any high school and probably higher. What we're comparing them to probably isn't fair to them at times. One, that's a tribute to the group ahead of them, too. It's nothing but good when it comes to them striving to get to that level. And those kids are, you know, you get a Kaylee Goheen, you get a Madison Branham, you get an Aaron McManus, you get all those kids who are striving to get to that level. And that competition with your teammates is what drives championship level teams. And we finally reached that point where we have a bench that's striving to get to that level. I'm excited about the depth that we can use throughout the course of this year. It's our job as coaches to figure out how to put each of those players in the position to be successful because they each bring a different skill set. And, you know, that's what we're going to start to explore here throughout the next couple games. How can we utilize each of those players for different situations to make them successful?
Competition ramps up significantly tonight. Norwell was within two possessions of winning the state championship in 3A last year. Start off with a 32-point win at Tippecanoe Valley. Played Cathedral last night. That's a really good squad.
You know, probably one of the few times I've used previous games as motivators by posting scores on scoreboards prior to a practice. I want them to remember that Norwell came to our gym last year and manhandled us. We owe them a favor in return for that. And I go back to 2 years ago, we went down there, and this group of girls from Warsaw, they were the young pups. They were deer in the headlight trying to figure out what varsity basketball was all about. They thought they were ready, but then you go to a place like Norwell and you realize, oh, this is a little bit different than what we thought. Now we're the mature team. Now we've got 2 years under our belt, going on year three, sometimes year four for these kids. So now I think it's time for us to prove that we are the better squad. We are the mature team. It's going to be a challenge because they're a nice ball club. You know, Coach Thornton does an amazing job of developing players and getting them to play within his system. Do we have better players? Yeah, we have better players. We have to go prove it collectively on the scoreboard. And I think you're going to see this group come out with some motivation because they realized what they went through last year here at Warsaw probably helped set the tone for the entire season and in many ways. And I think they want to avoid that. I think they have high ambitions for what they want to accomplish this year, and they know that this is a big game on the schedule.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Yep, thank you.
That's Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers. We'll come back and run through the scores and schedules for the Warsaw teams and talk about the winter sports season next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. As football season approaches, smart players do their best to protect themselves from the possibility of injury. In our lives, we can't always do that, but we run the risk every day of being injured by the negligence of another person. If you've been injured in an automobile accident, a fall, or for any other reason which appears to be the fault of someone else, Rock Hill Pennant can advise you on your legal rights and help you get the compensation you deserve. Call 574-267-6116 for an appointment to make sure your rights are protected. Rock Hill Pennant, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
The girls' cross-country team ran at the state championships in Terre Haute last weekend. They finished 22nd with a score of 483. Sammy Rastrelli was 56th at 1853. Eden Metz was 141st at 1951. Stephanie Malagon-Juarez was 223rd at 21.01. Kyla Transparenti was number 235 at 21.24. Right behind her, 236, Bryce Ehrman, 21.26. And 3 seconds behind her was Annabelle Parker in 237th with a time again of 21.29. The boys finished 14th as a team with a score of 389. Jackson Gackenheimer was 40th with a time of 15.52. Tyler Mimdahl was 49th, 15.55. Clark Meridew, 151st at 16.38. Noah McPhail, 154th at 16.39. Rick Orr was 17.06 for 2.08. Alex Schrock, 222nd with a time of 17.20. And Matthias Medina with a time of 17.31. He finished in the 230th spot. Congratulations to all those kids on great cross-country seasons and another trip to Terre Haute. The girls' basketball team, as we said, opened up their season with a win at Fort Wayne Northside Wednesday, 66-12. The JV also won. They only got to play a half. It's just as well. They won 44-6 over Northside. Madison Brayman, her first high school game, finished with 10 points. That brings us to the current, the busy schedule today. You have the girls playing tonight, the freshmen and JV at 6 o'clock, varsity at about 7:30. We'll have the varsity game for you starting with pregame coverage at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. And history is being made at this moment right now. Warsaw is fielding a full girls wrestling team for the first time ever as an IHSA-sanctioned sport. They're at Monroe Central for their invitational today. Also, coming up then on Thursday, the girls' wrestling team will be at Columbia City at 6 p.m. On Thursday, the Lady Tigers have their home opener in basketball with a 6 o'clock start for the JV against Fort Wayne Snyder. The varsity will follow in the Tiger Den. Next Friday, Warsaw will host the regional football game at home against Lafayette. Jeff, that'll be a 7:30 start time. We'll go on the air at 6:45 on News Now Warsaw. Congratulations to Tyler Mimnaugh. He was named an Indiana Cross Country All-Star. He's just the third boy to achieve that. Jacob Pointer, 2012. Robert Murphy, check that. He's the fourth. Jacob Pointer, 2012. Robert Murphy, 2012. Ellis Kuhn, 2013. And now Tyler Mimnaugh in 2024. And congratulations to junior libero Ellie Hepler and senior outside hitter Maggie Holland for making the AVCA Girls High School Volleyball All-Region Team. We'll come back and wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know! Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
R&B Car Company.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call is always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
When you need new furniture, head to Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features beautiful sofas, love seats, sectionals, and recliners that will bring a whole new level of comfort and style to your home. Not sleeping well? Check out the full line of premium mattresses at Brower's and add an adjustable base for the ultimate great night's sleep. Hurry in today to 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw. Brower's Furniture and Flooring. It's the name to know and the place to go.
Looking for the must-have gift of the season for your household? Look no further. Surf Internet has you covered with blazing fast fiber optic internet. Enjoy all-in pricing, no hidden fees, and price lock for life. We'll even give you up to a $100 gift card when you sign up for a qualifying plan. Call 844-955-SURF or visit surfinternet.com to learn more about how to get your Visa Rewards gift card. Happy holidays from Surf Internet. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Well, I said it at the beginning of the broadcast, and I'm going to double down on it. I believe with all my heart that when, 5, 10, 15 years from now, you're going to remember where you were when that game finished last night. You're going to remember what you were doing, how you were taking in the broadcast. You're going to remember that because it was that kind of a night. And so it was a pleasure to lend my voice to it, and I will consider that one of the greatest moments of my broadcasting career. It was a lot of fun. We hope that you enjoyed the broadcast. Thanks to Coach Curtis for being in here this morning. Thanks to Coach Krebs for spending a few minutes with us yesterday. We will talk to him tonight as the girls go on the road again to take on Norwell, the number 3 team in 3A. Warsaw is number 6 in 4A. Coverage begins at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. And again, good luck to the girls' wrestling team as they're competing for the first time ever in an IHSA-sanctioned match there at Monroe Central in their Invitational. Hopefully we'll have some results to report to you later on tonight. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Sullivan takes the snap, drops the throw, rolling right, looking, fires it on the run, and it is caught! It's caught inbounds. What a catch by Egoff. Holy mackerel. It's a gain down to the 11-yard line. I don't know if he really had his foot down or not, but the official standing right there said yes, and it's a first down for Warsaw with 1:56 left. Sullivan takes a last look. Ducks under center. Pitch back. Quinton Brock to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Quinton Brock! With 12.9 to go, the Tigers have taken the lead. Holy cow. Brunner throws it to the far side. It's caught. They run a lateral. Brevard, now they're going to flip it back to another guy. Now they're going to throw it all the way back to the near side to Brunner. He's got room, 30, 35, 40. He's going to throw a pitch all the way back across. It's tipped in the air. It's still loose. It's caught. Hudson, and he threw it away! He threw it away! The Tigers have it! Warsaw wins, and the Tigers go pouring out onto the field here at Jake Field.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana. News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.